Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our first prayer service in the new year. Today is Wednesday, January 4th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And before we get started, on behalf of myself and Darlene Williams, we appreciate you letting us know how great of a job we're doing with prayer service. We thank you for your encouraging words. However, we are just the facilitators for this service. All of the work and efforts to get participants for the service is in the hands of Deaconess Jean Tolliver and Deaconess Naomi Rembert. So before we get started with our service tonight, I just want to give those two lovely ladies a special shout out, especially for their vision in preparing our last prayer service for the year, in which we, all of the ministries showed their appreciation for Reverend Tucker. That was a wonderful service. Many of you have asked for the recording, so please note that I will be working diligently with our communications team ministry and our web content manager to try to get those things posted on our website. So as always, I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please try to quiet your phones, your conversations, your TVs, your radios. If you're driving in your car, try to turn down your air, because when people are sharing their prayer requests, we want to make sure that they are heard. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. Also, since we're talking about prayer service and all of the work and effort that goes into it, if any of you would like to share a special word, a prayer, a scripture, a testimony, please make sure that you reach out to Deaconess Tolliver, Deacon and Deaconess Rembert, Deacon and Deaconess Roberson, Reverend Tucker, even though he's slightly retired, Reverend Young, myself, or Darlene. We want to make sure that your voice is heard this year. Okay. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you this evening and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you will open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Deborah McKeithen. Sister McKeithen, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Good evening, my sisters, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I come to you this evening with this scripture, one of my favorites. I'm going to share it with you. I will be reading Psalm 8. A Psalm of David. O God, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes, nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, that is man, that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man, that you visit him. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I repeat that again. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen.
Amen. We will now be led in prayer by Deaconess Brenda Roberson.
Good evening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us so many blessings, starting with our family, and I say thank you. Father, your love is eternal, and your laws are everlasting, and I say thank you. Father, you are our strength and our protector. I say thank you. When we are faced with difficult times, Father, you're right there seeing us through it. And I say thank you. Father, today and every day we will praise your holy name. There is no other like you. Heavenly Father, this world is filled with temptations and destructions. Help us to focus on you and not things of this world, but to focus on your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, help us keep Jesus in our hearts as we follow him this day and forever. Heavenly Father, I ask a special blessing on the sick and shut-in and bereaved families. Comfort them, Father. Let them feel your presence. Father, bless the homeless. Help them to realize that they are your people too. And all they must do is to call on you, Father. Father, I pray for our church as we search for a new pastor. Father, I know you have already decided who you want to bring forth your holy word in First Baptist Church. And Father, I ask that you cleanse our church building. Whatever is not pleasing in your sight, Father, I ask you to please remove it. Fill our hearts with more love and more love for each other. These things I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I just want to thank you for all that you've done for me and my family, friends, and my church family. Father God, I want to thank you for loving me all the time. And I want to thank you for allowing us to make it to 2023. Father God, I want to thank you for First Baptist, our trustee board, our deaconess board, our deacon board. And Father God, I want to thank you for the people that allow us to have this type of service. And Father God, I want to thank you for bringing Reverend Dr. Emma Smith to us at this time. I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Minister Beverly Brown, who is a former member of First Baptist, daughter of Sister Catherine Blunt, and affiliated with Mount Calvary FBW Church in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah. me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need. Let all these folks with me, God, have everything
they need.
Let all these folks with me, God, have everything they need.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Blessings and favor. That's everything we need. So I want to say thank you to Deaconess Tolliver for extending an invitation and having me join you all this evening. I am truly grateful. I want to give honor to my former pastor, Pastor Tucker, and congratulate him on his retirement. So I love that song, number one, because it's full of energy, full of blessings, full of truth. And tonight, I want to take a moment to share out of Proverbs 2, 1 through 12, and my little mini topic is, if we would just listen. If we would just listen. Father God, in these next few moments, Lord, I just ask that you would decrease me, Father God, and increase in me, that I might share a word, Father God, that would fall on a heart, Lord God, that would be life-changing, Lord God. Use me, Father God, and speak for me, Lord God, in these next few moments. I appreciate you, Father God, for everything that you've done in my life, and I give you all the honor and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name I pray these prayers and ask these blessings. Amen. So, if we would just listen, I found Proverbs 2, 1 through 12 appropriate to share tonight, and God has had me reading Proverbs 2 forever, over and over again, and I kept saying, why, when can I talk about this, when can I talk about this? And so when Deaconess Tolliver reached out to me, and I prayed, and he said, now's the time. So the reason I believe he is allowing me to share this, and the topic that I chose, if we would just listen, is because for some of you who are on this line, who historically were around when I was there, I needed to listen. And that was my problem back then. I wasn't listening. I was participating. I was showing up. But I wasn't listening to God's voice. And I'll just say that was not a good choice. I don't recommend it. And we're going to dive into this right now. So, my son, if thou wilt receive my words, nobody else's words, not your girlfriend's words, not your man friend's words, but if you would receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou wilt incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. So in verse 2, I feel like this is key, because if you are not going to incline your ear unto wisdom and make the choice to apply your heart to understanding, your struggle will always be real, and it will always be a struggle. Verse 3 says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. And let's go back to number 3 here. If thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, truly this is necessary. If there is anything else that we want, we typically will cry out for it. But there are many times when we're afraid to cry out to God for what it is that we need and what it is that we want. But what we need more than anything is knowledge. We need God's knowledge. And the word always says, hey, above everything else, get an understanding. And it is so necessary for us to have an understanding when we're crying out to God. So if we seek, in verse 4, if we seek her as silver and searches for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So in verse 4, if we seek after God as silver, ladies on the line for now, even men, we all like jewelry, right? When we're looking for jewelry, when we're looking for diamonds, when we're looking for our favorite stones, whether it's, you know, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, whatever it is, and even if you just like silver or gold, we search with tenacity. We pull out our phones. We look. We go to the store. We shop. We're putting in all this extra effort to find what it is that we want because we desperately want this thing. Well, how desperate do we want Jesus? How desperate are we? Do we search after him with the same tenacity that we go looking for everything else? When we do, we understand. I'm sorry, let's back up. Number 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And fear of the Lord, as we well know, means reverence here. So there's a peace that comes with understanding and reverencing God and finding that knowledge. It closes the gap, if you will, between, oh my God, what is going on? And this desperation that we think in our minds that really doesn't have to be there. If we gain an understanding and we find the knowledge of God, he gives us the peace that we need to get from one moment to the next. So in verse 6, when it talks about, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Again, he gives us wisdom. And he is always, always, always giving us knowledge and giving us understanding. It is our choice whether or not we're going to learn and whether we're going to receive what it is that God is giving to us. So when you look in verse 7 and it says, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Well, I thought about, you know, in verse 7 when it talked about that, and I thought about, you know, when I wasn't walking right with God. I was pretending. I'm just going to, you know, be transparent because I just prefer to be transparent. So when I was pretending, I liken that to let's just look at, you know, putting on a belt. My belt wasn't working for me. It was unstable. I was stumbling, I was falling, I was failing, faltering, making bad choices. But he's the buckler. He's the one. When he gives us that sound wisdom, he's the one that helps us walk uprightly. So he keeps the path of judgment, and he preserves the way of his saints. And he really does. I have discovered once I decided I was going to be serious about God and I wanted this intimacy with him that I couldn't find with anybody else, and I closed that gap of crying out to my girlfriends and crying out to my mama and crying out to whomever else, and I just cried out to Jesus. He's the one that kept me, and he's the one that preserves me, and he's still doing that each and every day. So in verse 9, when it says, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment, and equity, yea, every good path, it's almost like a light goes off. Because as you become more and more intimate with Christ, as you cry out, as he provides you all this knowledge, wisdom, understanding, then all these things come back to you, and it's like your vision is so much clearer. And so when I look at verse 10, and it says that wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. So, when I look at these verses, I see where God prepares us if we will listen to his words, if we understand that it is key to incline thine ear, if we understand that it's necessary to cry out to him and to lift up our voice to him. It's necessary for us to be tenacious in our pursuit of Christ. He gives us peace. He gives us learning. And it becomes a practice. And so we get to a point in our lives where anything that is horizontally disrupting our vertical intimacy with Christ, it kind of rubs us the wrong way. You start to notice. And so I'm grateful in this moment that God has taken me on the path that I'm going to say, unfortunately, I chose. In many instances, I made a lot of choices that were not him or were not of him. And so, but he allowed it to happen. And he allowed it to happen for such a time as this. I could have made different choices. I could have decided to stay on the destructive path that I was on. Or I could have made the choice that I made. And so while I'm sitting here talking to you all, however many years later, 30, I think maybe almost 30 years later, I can't say how grateful I am to be able to have this moment to share with you all, because many of you all were an integral part of, I'm just going to say, keeping me sane in the moment. And I'm grateful to you. But what I would like to, I would say, just bring home is let's not be hard-headed. Let's not pretend. Let's not say that we love God and Jesus is our everything, yet we don't cry out to him, yet we're not tenacious in our pursuit of him, and we allow other people to horizontally impact our vertical intimacy with Christ. And I think that more than anything is what I want you to hear and what I believe God wants you to hear. So if you can picture the cross in this moment and picture the vertical piece, and that is your intimacy with Christ. And you don't want anybody horizontally impacting that relationship. It's everything, protect it, with everything you have. Because in the end, if you are alone, you're never alone because God is there. If you are downtrodden or depressed, you aren't alone because God is there. If you are hurting and in the need of healing, you aren't alone because God is there. So I'm not going to belabor the point. I just want to say, if you get an opportunity, pull out a pen and a piece of paper. Look at Proverbs 2, the whole chapter, not just 1 through 12. Look at the whole chapter. I want to challenge you to underline all of the action words in that chapter. That tells you what it is that you need to do. So as I close, I'm going to share that you need to receive, you need to hide, you need to incline, you need to cry, you need to lift, you need to seek, you need to search, you need to understand, you need to fear, you need to find, you need to give. And you need to trust God. I want to, again, thank Deaconess Tolliver, not only for inviting me, but for the quick conversation that we had. And I want to thank Sister Tensley for contacting me today. And I want to thank you all for your time and for listening. And my prayer is that you heard something tonight that will make a difference. But just listen. Do what God tells you to do. Amen.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Uh-oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see, the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry.
Hey,
cause he's by your side. Gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit.
Cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up.
Listen.
You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
you. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about you.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not going to die. It's okay to cry, because he's by your side. You got to stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Got to fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up.
Listen.
Hey, yeah. I did everything.
guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without his faith, I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. Trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No. It didn't work, no. You put him second and put him first.
The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Minister Brown and her message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted.
Thank you so much for that.
I have a few announcements to make. The Deaconess Ministry is presenting Praying Women of God, a virtual tea, on January 28th at 1 p.m. at First Baptist Church. All women of First Baptist are invited. A link will be sent out at a later date, closer to the 28th. If you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to the chairperson for this event, Deaconess Deborah Bridgman. You can also reach out to the president and vice president of the Deaconess Ministry, and that's Deaconess Brenda Roberson, who is the president, and Deaconess Yvonne Harris is the vice president. On behalf of the Choose Healthy Life Initiative at First Baptist, they are having a Blueprint for Wellness event on Sunday, January 15th, after the morning service. This event is a quest sponsored wellness event in which you will receive a free of charge health screening to identify your risk for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Start the new year taking charge of your health. You will receive a comprehensive report 2 weeks after the event in which you can share with your doctor to start your road to wellness. If you don't have a doctor or insurance, you will be able to get assistance finding insurance at this event. For more information, please reach out to Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. I'm going to repeat this because this is important. This event is taking place on Sunday, January 15th, immediately following our 10 a.m. service. And it's an event that's sponsored by a Quest-sponsored wellness event, please forgive me, in which you will receive a free-of-charge health screening to identify your risk for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. We want you to start the new year taking charge of your health. You will receive a comprehensive report 2 weeks after the event in which you can share with your doctor to start your road to wellness. And if you don't have a doctor or insurance, you will be able to receive assistance for those two things at this event. For more information, please reach out to Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. The first 25 people to sign up and complete the testing will receive a $25 gift card. So that is wonderful. Last but not least, we want to remind you to join us at our Pastoral Appreciation and Birthday Gala. This event is taking place at 6 p.m. on Friday, March 17th, which happens to be Reverend Tucker's birthday, at Martin's Crosswinds. All tickets must be paid in full by February 12th. If you have any questions, please reach out to Sister Dana Anderson at 202-524-0749. Again, Sister Anderson's contact number is 202-524-0749. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young.
Good evening to all my First Baptist Church family and friends, those who are sharing with us tonight over by way of conference call. We greet you in the majestic and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and say we have been better to be on the line tonight. We thank God for this ministry that puts us together each and every single week. Thank you so much, Sister Tinsley, for leading us through, for providing some of these announcements. We thank all of our program participants tonight for leading us in prayer. Certainly, we are grateful for Minister Beverly Brown, who's provided for us a wonderful word, a wonderful reminder about just listening to the Lord, hearing God's voice, blocking out all these other voices that we hear, and knowing that God knows best. So we thank you so very much, Minister Brown, for agreeing to be to participate this evening. And we've been the better for what the Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has shared through you. Just a few things to keep in front of you. I don't want to certainly belabor the moment, but we know that our fasting started yesterday. And we will be fasting until January the 14th, Saturday, January the 14th, as we go into our church meeting. You'll hear more about that coming up. And please make sure that you're refraining from eating meat and determining other things that you may restrict. And know that continue to pray to God, especially during those times when you get hungry the most or you're yearning for whatever it is that you're giving up. Pray to God to give you strength and also to continue to reveal his will for you in this particular season. Once again, listening to the Lord, and this is what we're all doing. So we're praying for our entire church family as we look at this fasting journey, understanding that we will be made the better for it because we will see God's will clearly for this season that we are in. We want to let you know, of course, this Sunday is our Youth and Young Adult Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. service, virtually and, of course, in person. Reverend Peggy Miller will bring the word this Sunday. We're looking forward to that. Sunday, January the 15th, it is our acknowledgement of leaders and installation of officers. So make sure that you get the names of the new officers for 2023 in. Please get them into the office. You can certainly email them in at info@fbcwdc.org. But even if the names are staying the same, we need those lists. All right, so we thank you in advance for mailing that, or excuse me, emailing that in, or even calling the office and listing out the names. You've already heard about Sunday, January the 15th, and how important it is, that Blueprint for Wellness Health Screening, Choose Healthy Life is doing that to make sure that we're identifying those risk factors that especially affect us as a community, the heart disease, diabetes, hypertension. Come on in after service. It's going to last until 3 o'clock p.m., and that doesn't mean you got to stay till 3. That just means you need to come on in, make sure that you're checking in and making sure that you have all these things in check. But we want you to be a part of this, so come on in, and we're thankful for our own, for Choose Healthy Life and those members who work with this organization to be able to put this together so that we may be made the better in our health quest. In our upcoming meetings, of course, once again, the church meeting is on Saturday, January the 14th at 9 o'clock a.m. It will be a hybrid experience. We've done before, so those who want to be in person can be in person, and also we will set it up for those who are going to be joining us online, and the link for that meeting will be given out. And don't forget, the joint board, deacons and trustees, will be meeting the Tuesday before that meeting. That will be on Tuesday, I believe, January the 10th. Tuesday, January 10th at 6:30 p.m., and that will be a Zoom meeting, and the members will receive links for that also. Like I said, there are so many things that are going on. Please continue to pray for the families who have lost loved ones. We're continuing to pray for our very own Deacon Darrell Harris and the loss of his brother Renard Harris, who was funeralized last week at Trinity Baptist Church. We're continuing to pray for the family of Gloria Wilson, whose son Alfred Wilson is still making arrangements and getting things prepared for him coming back from Massachusetts, and that we're praying for him. We'll be giving information out about that, memorializing in the days to come. We're also praying for Deacon Riddick and his brother David. Brother David is having some health concerns and health issues, so we're praying for him. His baby brother, David Riddick, is hospitalized in Atlanta, so we're lifting him up in prayer tonight. I believe Deacon Riddick will be going to be where his brother is, and so please pray for all those that are going through health challenges, those you know, those you may have heard of, but we believe in the power of prayer. And we're trusting in God to do a mighty thing in healing and also sustaining us. We thank God for this year. We thank God for the reminder that God is our all in all. We're grateful to God, for he says that he knows the plans that he has for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us a hope and a future. As we lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help, we want to grab those things that have already grabbed our attention, the events in the world, the events in our own neighborhoods, in our own homes, whatever it may be. As a body of believers together, we're going to pray. So we're going to open up the lines just for a few moments, and we ask that you would lift those prayer concerns up to the Lord and do what I ask with one thought in mind, that if you're going to say it, if you're going to give it to the Lord, trust that the Lord will hear you and will answer your prayers. The line will now be open for 20 seconds for your prayer requests. Thank you, God, for another opportunity that we have to come before you in this first prayer experience together, this corporate prayer experience by conference call, this Wednesday night worship. God, you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We ought to know, to be still and know that you are God. You will be exalted in the heavens. You are exalted in the earth. And we know that because we are the ones giving you the glory, honor, and praise, thanking you for your glory, your majesty, your beauty, and your love. We come tonight mindful of all that we have heard, that it has penetrated our hearts, God, to be able to remember, to listen to you. Not necessarily to listen to the advice from our Facebook friends or tweets or even Congress on this and that. They can't even get together who they want to lead the house. So, God, we know that your house is the greatest house. We understand that your words are the words that penetrate hearts. Your words are the ones that heal. Your words are the ones that give life. Your words are the ones that allow us to walk, Lord God, in light, in love, and in peace. And so, God, we trust you above all things. Thank you for the reminder tonight to listen intently to you. Holy Spirit, allow our hearts and minds to be attuned even more clearly to the voice, your voice, God, as we fast and as we pray, as we commit ourselves to you. We thank you for allowing us to cross into a new year, God, a new season, a new experience. And God, we lift up those right now who are dealing with the loss of loved ones who may not have been able to cross into 2023. But God, you called them home. So be with those families, Lord God, who are hurting and still in pain from the loss of loved ones. Because yes, God, we are human. While we know that our loved ones rest with you, it still hurts because they're not with us. But we trust in your healing hand and your comforting grace. Thank you for undergirding us with your grace. God, we've come right now. You've allowed us to be on the call. The lines have been opened. People have lifted up their prayer requests unto you. And God, we do it because we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that you will heal. We believe that you will set free. We believe that you will give us clarity. We believe that you'll give joy. We believe that despair will be defeated. We believe that justice will triumph over injustice. We believe that you'll allow us to walk a righteous path because of the imputation of righteousness that has been upon us by your Son, Jesus Christ's death and yet his resurrection. We believe in your justifying power. We believe in the blood. We believe in who you are. We thank you, God. And so we come and we've called and cried out because we believe that you'll answer the prayers that we've lifted up. And so we leave the prayer call encouraged, God. We leave the prayer call revitalized. We leave the prayer call renewed because we don't serve a wooden God. We don't serve a God we've got to pick up, but we serve a God that picks us up and turns us around and is able to have our feet planted on solid ground. We believe in who you are, and we believe that you've heard our prayers. So we thank you. Thank you for hearing, Lord God, our cries. Thank you for hearing our calls. Thank you for knowing the inmost thoughts of our heart. Thank you, God, for searching us and knowing us and being able to answer by and by. And, God, we thank you in advance because there are some prayers that, Lord, we really even don't know what to ask for. But right now the Spirit is fixing it up with groanings and utterings that we cannot understand or comprehend. We thank you, God. We thank you for the doors that you will open, and we thank you for the doors you'll close. We thank you for that which is for us, and we thank you, God, for that which you will not allow us to grasp because it's not for us. And, God, we come asking even for forgiveness because your word says that you are, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We once again thank you for a senior serving shepherd for 46 years of ministry. Continue to bless Pastor Frank Tucker as only you can. Continue to use him. Continue to bless him and his family. Continue to strengthen him in all that he does and his evolving. And we thank you for First Baptist. In this time and season, thank you for providing. Thank you, God, that your word will remain fresh. Thank you, God, that souls will still be saved. Thank you, God, that people will still rededicate their life to you. Thank you that people will still join the church. Thank you for the ministry that's going to happen. Thank you, God, for the outreach. Thank you, Lord God, for the check-ins. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for holding the church together because you are. and you will continue to. We trust in you. We love you, we magnify you, we adore you. This is our prayer. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. God, give us strength. God, allow love to emanate from us. Lord, keep us forever in your everlasting and undying peace. May God bless you all.